Number 10. We've been talking about the different verses of this song through the week. Verse 4 of this song reads, "Abba, Father, Abba, Father, yours at last, and this I know, that to love as you have loved me, in your likeness I must grow." You know, one of the interesting things about our adoption as sons of God is that we can grow to look more and more like our Father. And what is the most important quality of God that we are called to imitate? Love. Therefore, as beloved children, be imitators of God and love for one another. That's the exhortation. And we love because He first loved us. And so in this fourth verse, our adoption as sons is a point, but it's also a process. We are adopted as God's children when we repent and turn to Jesus and are baptized into Him. But then we begin a process of becoming more and more like our Father, growing in His likeness. And we do that as we learn to love as He has loved us. So let's reflect on that as we sing all four verses of number 10 in the folders, number Abba, Father.
Wash me clean and
Number 527, Soldiers of Christ, Arise. Last night in our discussion on sexual purity, one of the comments that Simon made that I thought was helpful is he talked about a couple of strategies that he has for moments when he's tempted. And one is he would quote Galatians 2:20. I mean, he had that memorized. He was ready with that. And that's exactly what Jesus did, right? When he was tempted in the wilderness, is he was ready with Scripture. I don't think he had his Deuteronomy scroll with him in the wilderness. He knew that in his heart and was ready when the temptation struck. But the other thing Simon mentioned was he would sing, Jesus Loves Me. And so what we're going to do today, we've been singing a lot of new songs this week. We're going to probably do a little more familiar songs to us today, is sing a list of songs that, if you have fighter verses that you memorize, you may also have some fighter hymns that you memorize. And you pick what those are, something that's helpful to you. There's a lot of hymns that we could put on a list like that. But each of the hymns that we sing today, in one way or another, can be kind of a fighter hymn that we memorize and have ready. It's hard to continue to let your mind dwell on impure things when you're singing to the Lord and focusing on Him. 527, Soldiers of Christ Arise, is a great call to action. A couple of things about this song that I really like. One thing that's important to note, at the end of verse 3, panoply is a word we don't use a whole lot. What is a panoply? Yeah, it's a full suit of armor. It's an old word that used to just mean like a bunch of things, but it's specifically a suit of armor. So when we say, take to arm you for the fight, the panoply of God, we're saying take up the whole armor of God. The other thing I really like is verse 4, where it says, leave no unguarded place, no weakness of the soul. There's a lot of ways in which we can fortify lots of areas of our life, but then fail to guard one place. What place do you think Satan's going after? He's going after the unguarded place, the weakness of the soul, and says, don't leave an unguarded place. If you know there's a place where Satan's coming after you, you fortify that area of your life. This is a great fighter song. Let's sing all five verses of Soldiers of Christ Arise.
Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies, strong in the strength which God supplies through His beloved Son, strong in the Lord of hosts and in His mighty power, who in the strength of Jesus
Number 529, a page over, the battle belongs to the Lord. Some really cool references here. When we say in the first verse, no weapon that's fashioned against you, against us, will stand, it comes from Isaiah 54:17. Again, it's really cool if you look closely at the words of these hymns to find out what scripture references there are in here and the context of those. But as a fighter song, this is powerful because it's an encouragement to us. It's also an encouragement to our brothers. I like in verse 3, it says, "When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend. Your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord." We need to remember that we're not just trying to resist by our own strength, but we are leaning on the Lord. We're turning to Him, and in His strength and the power of His might, we can overcome whatever temptation Satan throws our way. Which, by the way, is just a side note. This phrase, "the battle belongs to the Lord," do you guys remember where that phrase appears in Scripture? Like where that comes from? What story? Who said, "the battle is not yours, but is the Lord's"? Well, maybe in Joshua as well. It's from David and Goliath. When David is coming to the giant and saying, "the battle belongs to God." And so maybe there's several places that comes up, but in particular, it comes from David and Goliath. And what a great story to remind us that the battle doesn't belong to David. It belongs to the Lord when he trusts in David. Excuse me. What belongs to David when he trusts in the Lord. Excuse me. It's Thursday. I'm tired. 529. "The battle belongs to the Lord." Let's sing all three verses of this song.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor.
In the hour of trial. This is a prayer to God for moments of weakness and moments of temptation. And I want you to notice what story is being paralleled in verse 1 of this hymn. It says, "In the hour of trial, Jesus, plead for me, lest by base denial I depart from thee. When thou seest me waver, with a look recall, nor for fear or favor suffer me to fall." So what we're praying for in this is, Lord, when you see me in weakness and in the moment of trial, pray for me, because I don't want to deny you and depart from you. When you see me waver, like, look at me and call me back. Recall me from that sin that I'm about to commit. And don't let me fall for either fear or favor. Falling out of fear is when we give in to something we're afraid of happening, or for favor is something that we want to happen and we're giving in to that desire. What biblical story is being paralleled in the first verse of this song? Peter. This is about Peter. Do you remember exactly what happened? Jesus told Peter, "Satan's going to try to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that you may not fail, but when you return, strengthen your brothers." And of course, what ended up happening? Peter denied him and, you know, basically denied him. And you remember in Luke's account, when he denied him the third time, what did Jesus do? He turned and looked at Peter. Let me tell you, if you imagine that when you're in the moment of trial and you picture Jesus looking you in the eye, That's motivation to turn back from the path that you're on. So the first verse of the song is really cool, thinking about the parallels to Peter here. The rest of the song reads, "With forbidden pleasures, with this vain world charm, or its sordid treasures." Sordid is kind of like illicit or improper. "Or its sordid treasures spread to work me harm. Bring to my remembrance sad Gethsemane, or in darker semblance, cross-crowned Calvary." Saying, when I'm tempted, let me see you in the garden. Let me see you on the cross and remember what you suffered for me. Verse 3, "Should thy mercy send me sorrow, toil, and woe, or should pain attend me on my path below, grant that I may never fail thy hand to see. Grant that I may ever cast my care on thee." Saying, in God, in his mercy, sometimes lets us go through hard things. But when we go through those hard moments, don't fail to see God's hand. And don't fail to cast your cares on him. Verse 4, "When my last hour cometh, fraught with strife and pain, when my dust returneth to the dust again, on thy truth relying through that mortal strife, Jesus, take me, dying, to eternal life." The last trial that each of us will face, unless the Lord comes back first, is the trial of death. And this is a prayer to say, Lord, be with me in that moment and rely on your truth, that even though I die, if we believe in him, yet shall we live. Let's sing the four verses of "In the Hour of Trial."
No.
folders, number 4, The Armor of Light. I wrote this song in part because of my experience at camps like this one, how much they help. And it's particularly verse 2, it says, "The tempter is shrewd and unceasing. The battle is always at hand. But even with pressure increasing, our captain is still in command. Now strengthened by prayer and confession, we are not alone in the fight." That line right there is just all the memories of camps like this, times where we're pouring our hearts out to each other and praying for each other. James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for each other that you may be healed." And let me say, we're not alone on two levels when we do those things. When we confess our sins to each other, we're not alone because now we have brothers helping us. And when we pray, we're not alone because the Lord is helping us. And thank God we're not alone in this fight. Whatever our struggle is, whether it's sexual purity like last night or whatever other trial that we go through, we do not have to fight it alone. And we should not fight it alone. God doesn't intend for us to fight alone. But we have to be willing to reach out to God and to reach out to one another and to put on the armor of light. Let's sing all three verses of this song, The Armor of Light.
The hour is at hand to awaken. The day of salvation is here. As sons of the kingdom unshaken, rise up and cast out all your fear. For God is the time spent in weakness. For God
access to any of my songs, please just reach out to me. I'm happy to email these to you. And Josh McKenzie's done some recordings of these so you can listen to it at home. And if these songs can be helpful to you, please just let me know. I'm happy to give them to you. Number 606, Yield Not to Temptation. This song is so helpful just as a fighter song to remind ourselves what to do. But I love that the chorus of this song reminds us over and over again. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Hebrews talks about he's able to come to our aid because he's been tempted like we are, and yet without sin. But we have to be willing to ask him, to reach out to him, and then we don't have to yield to temptation. So many good things in this song. Let's sing all three verses. Number 606.
Mm. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each fig tree will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry.
Version of this that has the tenor and bass parts. I always forget about that. In your folders, let's sing number 9. I Believe in Prayer. This is one of the songs that was requested by the kitchen staff earlier in the week. We sang it on Tuesday night. It's a newer song, but you can tell when you read this song that it was written by someone who's been through some deep pain in their life. It says, sometimes pain is hard to bear, pain so strong that loved ones feel it. Though they sorrow, though they care, only God can heal it. Verse 2, when my prayer is hardly heard, weak with rambling and repeating, God leans in to hear each word and to feel my pleading. We are not alone. When we pray to God, He understands what we're going through. Verse 3, prayer by prayer, oh, I am blessed. God restores the joy of living. Each petition, each request brings a new thanksgiving. When God does answer our prayers and heals us through prayer, we need to remember to give thanks to Him as we turn to life again. The chorus says, God is there, God is there, hour by hour, everywhere. God is not limited by time or by space. Wherever we are, whenever it is, He's there with us. I believe, oh, I believe in prayer. Let's sing all 3 verses of this song.
No soul
sometimes pain. God.
376 does Jesus care? 376. As we've been singing about already, the Savior is ready to help us, comfort, and strengthen us. When we pray to Him, He's near to us. He feels our pleading. But there are times when, like the disciples in the boat, do you remember what happened when the storm came up on the Sea of Galilee and the boat was filling and Jesus was asleep and they woke Jesus up? And what did they ask Jesus? Lord, don't you care? There are times when the storm is so intense in our life that we start to doubt. Does Jesus really care? It's like He's sleeping. Doesn't He hear me? Doesn't He see what's going on? And just like in that instance and in our life, yes, He does. And sometimes He will allow the storm to rage. You don't think Jesus like didn't know about the storm. Like, He knows what's going on. But He does care, and we need to remember that. The song helps us remember in different situations that He does care, despite the storms that rage in our life. Let's sing all four verses of 376, Does Jesus Care? We'll sing the verses softly and the chorus more strongly.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long? Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart
folders number 12, let us go to the mount. One of the most important things we can do when we are being tempted or in a moment of weakness is turn away from sin, but even more importantly sometimes is to turn toward what God wants us to do. And this song is an invitation to go to the mount, to pursue Him, to come and learn from Him, and to pursue the things that please God. Number 12, let us go to the mount. Let's do 524, O Church, Arise. I hope that singing these songs has given you some ideas for picking out a fighter hymn. But you figure out what works for you. Songs that you can remember, songs that you can use when you're being tempted. Singing is not just for when we get together in a church setting. Singing is for small groups. Singing is for when you're by yourself, in the car or at school or wherever you can to do these things. This is one of my favorites, a call to action, to rise up and fight the battles that God wants us to fight as His church. 524, O Church, Arise. This is not about standing up, but let's do stand as we sing this song.
No soul.
O Church. Save the hair.
Spirit come.